Greetings and welcome to Grunt Podcast, a thing that you listen if you like adventure games, art, literature, music, game development and everything in between. Today we have a chat with Bank Varga, the creative director from The Wild Gentleman, creators of The Chicken Police. We chat about development, narrative and again somehow it becomes a topic in our podcast, a bit of politics. My voice is on the lower side this time, as life played some cards unexpectedly and I had a kiddo sleeping in the next room, so had to keep things on the quiet side. And don't forget, Grunt is surreal, sci-fi, narrative-driven adventure game where your choices matter. Follow us on Twitter, join our Discord, and everything you can find on grunt.com. Also, we have a Kickstarter preview page, and go there and click notify me button. Let's go. So yeah, and that's why I wanted to start. That's why the first question was about the history of not maybe studio per se, but how did you came to this point in your life? I saw that you have worked on some comics. I did not quite understand in what capacity, narrative or.
Actually, I was originally a writer, but of course I couldn't make a living out of it. So I did all sorts of odd jobs before game development, and actually I've been everything from a shop assistant to a marketing manager in my life, and I've done both physical and intellectual jobs, but I always had these side hobby projects, like Chicken Police. So Chicken Police was some kind of hobby for me, and the whole video game development itself was just a hobby for me first. In the meantime, I had published a couple of short stories, a novel, and comic books here in Hungary. And originally, Chicken Police was going to be a novel too, first it was an idea for a novel, and then an animated screenplay, and then a comic book before I decided to make it a game. Actually,
it's actually really interesting because I came to game development as well by changing the medium through which the story can be told. Sometimes you never think about games as a medium at the first. It has to come to you through the process of experimentation.
Actually, I have always been fascinated by video games as an interactive medium for storytelling. And that's why Chicken Police ended up being a video game, because I felt that I couldn't have presented this word correctly in a movie or a comic book or anything else, at least not in a way I wanted to represent it. So for this, a video game as a medium was the perfect choice.
So you said that you worked on the Chicken Police for quite a while. How long did it took it for you to, how the studio came to be?
Actually, it's almost 10 years now that I had the idea of Chicken Police, and I had the main characters and the main storyline. But yeah, life came, and my son born, and I had plenty of jobs. The project itself was a little bit on the sideline in my life. And one day I decided to make it a reality as a video game. I think it was in 2016, something like that. And I met Tamás and Peter, who were my partners in crime, the main programmer and the producer of Chicken Police, who said that we have to do this and we have to make it a reality because it's so weird and so unique that it needs to be a real video game. So I think 2080 we formed a studio, then we were just three friends who started this journey, and in the end when 2020 the game came out, we were 10 people.
Probably at when you've already, like, you had that idea, okay, we'll make a game, not anything else. You already, I presume you kind of knew that the format it will be in, like adventure game.
How it is now. More or less. the adventure genre was one of the main points here. That we all love this genre. We love the Grim Fandango and games like that. So it was pretty obvious in the beginning that this needs to be these mystery solving detective adventure game.
Wasn't that scary though? In a sense that adventure games are dying, everybody's playing shooters now, who will buy it in the end?
It was it was terrifying because we all loved the adventure genre passionately, but we also knew that this is a very niche genre and we have to find our own audience to be successful in this genre. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty terrifying, but also we knew that we had to go this way because Chicken Police meant to be an adventure game and nothing else.
Yeah, the main thing is love what you're doing. So
absolutely,
completely agree. Then the next question would be more like on technical side. I don't remember where I saw it. Some random YouTube, probably video. Mm-hmm. But I saw renderings of a couple of scenes of Chicken Police, and it was really a big surprise for me that they were actually modeled as 3D ones and then textured and. Like, wow. it's a massive effort. It looks gorgeous.
Thanks. It was a bit of a duality because the characters are 100% done in 2D.
Sure.
So they were put together from our own photos. The models were us, the developers, and we went to zoos and wildlife parks to photograph them, the animal heads. In different angles and put them together. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, the backgrounds were a little bit more tricky because we tried the 2D approach on backgrounds too, but it not worked quite as we wanted to. Doesn't find this movie like feeling we search.
Yeah, since noir is a lot about the shadows and shadows needs space.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we tried different technologies and ended up with a sort of hybrid solution. So we designed the locations in full 3D, but they ended up being put into the game in a sort of 2.5D solution. So there are actual 3D objects in the scenes, but also 3D generated or rendered, but actually 2D flat images too. So this resulted in an exciting dual effect and pretty realistic environments. Yeah.
Did you experience any? Well, is it your first game? It's your first game.
Yeah, actually, it's my first game and our first game as a team. But my colleagues are pretty big veterans in the video game industry, so mm-hmm. they worked on several projects. For me, I was a writer before, so for me this was the first. Yeah.
From your writer's perspective, which stories and maybe the ways of the stories are told in games are your favorite? Maybe not only adventure games, whatever games.
Yeah, yeah. This is a hard question because I like any kind of stories if they have interesting characters. So I could say that for me in storytelling, two things are the most important. One is the characters to be lovable or hateable or relatable. I like the games where the characters feel real, and that's mm-hmm. one of the most important things when I write something, anything, that the characters and the dialogues need to feel real. The other thing which is very important for me is world building, which is also very deep and refined in Chicken Police 2. I like games like BioShock or the Thief series, where the setting is not just a stage for the play, but something more deeply understand and refined. So I think that's the two main thing I search in a narrative video game: the characters and the great world building.
Any particular way you achieve believability and depth, let's say, in a world you're creating? Mm. And how do you, as a writer, maybe you make notes, okay, but on the table there should be a spoon and a kettle.
Yeah, actually, I think in world building, one of the most important thing is the indirect approach. So basically, environmental storytelling, so to speak, that you tell the story not just with the dialogues or with monologues or with cutscenes and set pieces, but you tell the story with the posters on the wall or with just a newspaper article or with a note. Mm-hmm. So these little tiny details that you can put in the word here and there, and the player will not just pick up these pieces and put together the puzzle in their heads, but also starting to believe the word, that this is a real and lived in mm-hmm. world where the game plays. So I think in world building it's of course important that you need a history or a cultural aspect or sometimes a political aspect. Yeah, these are very, very important things, but these little tiny details, these indirect details you put in the word, is, in my opinion, sometimes way more important for the player to immerse mm-hmm. in the game.
The almost subconsciously feeds the information to the player.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Maybe as it's your first game as a writer, was there any surprises for you? Well, if we talking about writing comics, writing novels, what's different within a game, and what surprised you the most, if there was something like that?
As a writer, I think it went, the writing part went pretty smoothly. So so in that I didn't find any big surprises, and that was one of the main reason I think the game is so loved by the players, because it's it's natural. So I didn't have to kill myself front of my keyboard all the time. It just mm-hmm. came together naturally. But as a game developer, it's something very different. There were
tell so us. Many.
I think as a team, we didn't really run into any major problems in production. It was more a cumbersome and lengthy process of raising the stakes as we developed the game. Mm-hmm. So the game became bigger and prettier and longer than we had planned in first. And this constant growth, which was also reflected in the number of the team, also meant constant challenges. So, of course, it wasn't easy to, for example, get the animals in the right poses in zoos, but that was the fun part of the development. The really big problems or hiccups always came when, after many months of development, we came up with something completely new, a new idea, a new feature, or anything like that, which then backfired on everything we had done before. So we had to rework many aspects of the game, and that was a little tricky and very, very stressful at times.
That sounds scary.
But all in all, I would say that Chicken Police's production has always managed to remain an exciting and enjoyable process. And this is the most important part, that it was enjoyable for the whole team, which I think is evident in the final product.
Yes, of course. So can I kind of congratulate you that your work as a sales assistant is over? Those days are gone, and now you have your future in game development settled.
Yeah. Thanks.
So yes, you're staying in game dev.
Yeah, absolutely. That's no question.
Are you working on another one now?
Yeah. Actually, we started to work on something unannounced. In the White Gentleman. So the team is staying together and also growing. So and I, as a writer, will be a video game writer, director, and designer from now on. Hopefully till I die.
Hopefully in 50 or 100 years.
Yeah.
But I presume that you can't talk about this now. Of course you can't.
Yeah, the new project is very early in development, so sadly I can't tell anything about it.
Okay, but maybe is it in the same genre, or maybe multiplayer RPG?
We try to stretch ourselves and find new grounds, but I can say that our next project is still some kind of an adventure game. We're trying to stretch this genre and add some other elements in the mixture, but the core gameplay uh-huh. will be adventure game. Yeah,
it's really similar that Livio told us in the first episode of this podcast. The formula is great and all, but it's boring, and let's do something.
Yeah, actually, I think this whole adventure genre could survive if we bold enough to make some new mixtures, some genre bending solutions.
Well, let's then, since you can't talk about the new things, let's talk about slightly new thing. Last week you released a director's cut.
Yeah.
Probably yeah, cat as well, but cut I meant. What's new there? And what's your view on director's cuts per se?
The Director's Cluck edition, as we called it, includes some pretty great new improvements and features, mostly things that the players have asked for a long time, or we ourselves would have liked to see included in the launch edition, but we didn't have the time to do it. For example, a counter in the notebook that shows you exactly which info you've collected and which you haven't looked at yet. It sounds pretty simple, but with hundreds of pieces of information we have in our game, it was not a small task to do. But I think it makes the game way better to play. So we added some features like this, also, we released a free DLC with this update, which is a pretty detailed and nice art book about how the game was made. It has a lot of juicy work images and concept arts and whatnot. So it's a pretty nice addition in top of the plenty of bug fixes and new features.
Yeah, they are always there. Yeah. Well, I think that would be it for me. I thought that I would ask about Scene in Hungary, but
that's an interesting topic. So
tell us about the Scene in Hungary, please.
Because the Hungarian indie game development scene is mostly mostly just there. So it exists, but it's not very significant. Unfortunately, we don't have any government support or other help for the developers. And the whole IT and artist sector is pretty much underpaid here. And sadly, that's why mainly most of the great talents we have try themselves in other countries. So the biggest game development teams are full of Hungarians, and that's not a coincidence. But yeah, it's a pretty sad thing. Of course, it also it's sad because for those of us trying to make it here at home, it's way harder to do so because of this many talents go in other countries too. To make games. Nevertheless, not to be such a mourner, the situation is improving every year, I think. More and more people are still staying here and trying to make games, and we are glad that the success of Chicken Police actually is encouraging many Hungarian game developers to try to do it from here. And form their own teams and make their own games.
Well,
if we can succeed with this weird and very niche game, maybe they can succeed even more with a more popular genre or a more popular game type. So overall, I sense an improving trend here in Hungary, although the current political environment is not too helpful, to be honest.
That was my question, how the state itself helps out little business owners or individual.
Actually, sadly, in Hungary, we don't have any government support. So everyone who wants to form their own studio, they just make it as a little
LTD
investment company. Yeah, LTD, and make their own fortune. So yeah, it's a little bit hard because of this. But yeah, as I said, I think. There is a growing trend in this, so maybe within some years the government here in Hungary will support us more. But
yeah, but did I understood correctly that Hungary doesn't have self-employed status as a thing?
Not in a way that most of the other European countries have. So I don't know too much about it in too detailed way, but yeah, here is a little bit harder to do this status or to make a living from this self-employment status.
Mm-hmm. Well, in any case, your studio, as you said yourself, does at least it can make a splash in the local scene, so something gets moving, as well as that Gibbous thing. And
yeah, we are very fortunate in this, I think, and we have a great position to uplift the Hungarian indie scene a little bit with our games. So I very hope that this will happen in some years. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's make a flag and go to war.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Padaboom. I hope you liked it. VentureToGrund.com and see what else we have. Cheerio.